Erev Tov and good evening, everyone. We are doing the Zera Shimshon, learning the Zera Shimshon piece tonight on Parshas Tzav in the Sefer, it's Daf Chav Dalid, Os Gimel, which is section 3. And the Zera Shimshon is going to talk about two psukim right at the beginning of Parshas Tzav, which is Perek Vav in Sefer Vayikra. And we're going to look right now at Pasuk Gimel and Pasuk Dalid. Pasuk Gimel says as follows: the lavash ha-kohen midovad, the kohen will put on his linen garment, umichnesevad yilbash al bisaro, and he will wear linen breeches or linen trousers on his skin, v'heirim es hadeshen, and he will lift the ashes, asher tochal ha'esh es ha'ola al ha-mizbeach, which came from the fire's consumption of the korban ola on the mizbeach, on the altar, v'samo etzel hamizbeach, and he will place the ashes next to the mizbeach. So in Pasuk Gimel, the Torah tells us that the Kohen puts on his, a Kohen hedyot, a regular Kohen would wear four special garments when he worked in the Beis HaMikdash, when he served in the Beis HaMikdash, or in the Mishkan, and the Torah tells us here in Pasuk Gimel that he would put on those garments, and he would go in and perform a ceremony of removing ashes from the Mizbeach. Then he would place those ashes at the foot of the Mizbeach. Then Pasuk Dalet states, Ufashat es begadav, he would remove his clothing, Vilavash begadim acherim, and he would put on other clothes, Vehotzi es hadeshen el michutz lamachaneh, and he would take the ashes outside of the camp, meaning outside of the camp, talking about at the time of the Mishkan. Later on, this would mean outside of the entire area of the Beis HaMikdash, El Makom Tahor, to a purified place where the ashes would be stored or dumped. They would be placed there. So the Zera Shimshon is going to talk about this changing of the clothing, the Kohen changing his clothing between taking ashes, taking deshen from the Mizbeach, and then changes his clothes, and then he takes those ashes outside to a remote location. And the Zera Shimshon wants to talk about why he changed his clothes and what we learned from that. So let's take a look. Again, we are in Os Gimel, section 3, and the Zera Shimshon begins with a Gemara in Masechta Shabbos. Shabbos Perek Tesvav, the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yudalit, states, Amar Rabbi Acha bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Acha bar Abba said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Minayin l'shinoi begodim min haTorah. From where do we know the idea of changing one's clothing as a way of honoring or a way of showing respect for certain kinds of activities min haTorah? How do we know that that's a Torah idea? Shenemar, so the Gemara in Shabbos says, quotes our pasuk, Ufashares begodov v'lavash begodim acherim. We saw just a moment ago in the psukim from Parshas Tzav that the Kohen would remove the ashes from the Mizbeach, then he would take off the clothing he was wearing and put on other clothing to take out the ashes. So we see the idea of Shinoi Begadim, of changing one's clothing to do different things. V'tana debei Rabbi Yishmael, and it was taught in the yeshiva of Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael was one of the Tanoim. And it was taught in his yeshiva, Lim de Torah derech eretz. The Torah here is teaching us a proper etiquette, proper manners. Begodim shebishol behem kedera lerabo. If a person, here we're talking about a servant and a master, if a servant wore certain clothing to cook a meal for his master, al yimzog behem kos lerabo, he should not wear the same clothing when he wants to serve the meal, and he begins the meal by serving a glass of wine to his master. Ad kan, until here is a quote from the Gemara and Maseches Shabbos. So let's understand what this Gemara is saying. The Kohen that the Torah described would put on his big day kahuna. Again, we're talking not about the Kohen Gadol, who had 8 special garments to wear when he served in the Mishkan or in the Beis HaMikdash. We're talking about a Kohen Hedyot, a regular Kohen. And this was not an activity that the Kohen Gadol had to be involved in. So the Kohen Hedyot, the regular Kohen who had 4 special garments, would put on those special garments. He would go to the Mizbeach, he would take the ashes off, and he would put them down by the side of the Mizbeach, some of the ashes, and he would put them down by the side of the Mizbeach. Then he would go and change his clothing, which is obviously a remarkable, a noteworthy at least, thing for him to do. I mean, after all, why not? He took the ashes off. Why not now just go put them wherever they're supposed to go? No, he stops. He changes his clothing, the Torah tells us, and he then takes the ashes out to their location where they're supposed to go. So Rabbi Yishmael says, based on this, first the Gemara says, based on this, we see that Shinoi Begadim is a Torah concept. Changing one's clothing to do different kinds of things is a Torah concept. And Rabbi Yishmael says, let me illustrate what this means, changing one's clothing to do different kinds of things. If a person prepares a meal for an Adam Chasher, for someone important, or if we prepare a meal for guests, or we can even put it in the context of preparing a food for Shabbos, let's say, which is the Shabbos Hamalka, we're preparing food for a Shabbos meal, we wear a certain kind of clothing, and that clothing is going to possibly get stained or spattered or dirty in some way from the cooking process. So Rabbi Yishmael says, we learn from these psukim that we should change that clothing when we actually serve the food and we come to sit at the meal, and whether it's a Shabbos meal or we come to serve the food to an honored guest or guests, we change our clothing and we put on clean, nice, our nicest clothing, our finery, to be able to serve the meal. So that's what Rabbi Yishmael learns from these psukim. And we see that this idea of changing the clothing is coming from the Kohen. Why? Because he took off, presumably, and we'll see this specifically in a moment from another Gemara, but presumably he took off the clothing that he wore to work in the Beis HaMikdash. He took that off and he put on other clothing to go do the lower level and also dirtier job of removing the ashes to the place where the ashes would be where the ashes would be placed. But now let's continue further to see what the Zera Shimshon says. Second paragraph. Ra'isi Makshim, I have seen those that ask, Matzorech ledovar zeh raya min ha-Torah. Why does this idea of changing one's clothing need a proof from the Torah? Im ha-derech eretz ve-ha-svara nosenes kach. If courtesy, manners, etiquette, and simple logic would teach us to do this, we would already know this idea of changing our clothing in our daily lives just from having good manners and kind of using our logic. Vegam ha'ian Yaakov, and also in the Sefer Ian Yaakov Hirgish, he felt de'enzu raya gemura. The proof that Rabbi Yishmael brings from the story about the Kohen, not the story, but the procedures that the Kohen has to follow to us in our daily lives about preparing food and serving food, is not really an exact comparison. It's not really a fair proof or a complete proof. Mishum de'yesh lomar kedushas kahuna ligavoha shiny. Because we could say that the rules that govern the behavior of the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash in terms of their service to Hashem, their service for Hashem, is shiny. Shiny is like shoneh. It's different than the way we act in our lives. Certainly, we could at least make that case. And so, therefore, the Ion Yaakov, the Sefer Ion Yaakov says, I don't really see a direct connection to learn from what the Kohanim do in the Beis HaMikdash to what we might do in our daily lives. So the Zera Shimshon says there are people who don't really love, so to speak, they don't really fully grasp, don't really fully get what's going on in the Gemara and Shabbos and how Rabbi Yishmael takes the example of the Kohen and how he dealt with the ashes and his changing of his clothing and how they connect that to us and our lives. Zera Shimshon continues in the third paragraph. Ulanias dati, according to the lowness or the humbleness of my views, the Zera Shimshon says, ain kan lo kushu v'lo hargosha. There's no question here, there's no valid question, and there's not even a hargosha, a feeling of a problem. In other words, everything's good. The questions that were asked and the feeling that there might be an inconsistency here or the lack of a perfect comparison, he says, I don't buy that. Mishum de beperek beis de Yuma, because we see in the second parak of Meseches Yuma, another Gemara, Makish begodim shalovesh le begodim sheposhe. The Gemara there says that from the way the words in the Psukim are phrased, the Torah is comparing the clothing that the Kohen takes off to the clothing that the Kohen puts on to remove the ashes. Ma laholon bigdei kodesh, just like when the Kohen was working in the Beis HaMikdash or in the Mishkan, he wore his sacred garments. Afkan, so too when he removed the ashes, Big Day Kodesh, he has to wear his sacred garments. Im Kain, if so, the Gemara asked, Ma Talmud Lomar Acherim? If he's wearing sacred garments to do both of these things, what did the Torah mean and teach us when it said he has to put on Bigadim Acherim, other clothing? What do you mean other clothing? You just told me he wears the same sacred garments. So the Gemara answers, Pechusim Mehem. Yes, he wears his same sacred garments, but he wears garments that are of a lesser quality than the garments that he wore when he worked in the Beis HaMikdash. And let's pause here to understand what that means. The Kohanim did not have only one set of clothing. Kohanim who worked in the Beis HaMikdash, and this is only makes sense, and they would come and have a regular rotation of Kohanim, and when it was their turn to come, they would bring their Big Day Kahuna, or their Big Day Kahuna would be there, stored for them. And they didn't only have one set of Big Day Kahuna, each Kohen had more than one set. So, and over time, you'd have your older set, and you'd have your newer set. So when working in the Beis HaMikdash or the Mishkan, a Kohen would wear his newest and best and cleanest Big Day Kodesh, sacred garments. And when a Kohen, for example, would do something that he would have to change into still his sacred clothing, it was still work that was connected to his holy sacred work in the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash, but as the example here gives us, it was the kind of work in which his clothing would likely become soiled and dirty from dealing with the ashes and going outside of the Beis HaMikdash to another remote location, then he would switch to his older set of clothing, and those clothing would be able to better deal with and bear the stains or soiling that would come from what he was doing. So that is what we mean when he said he according to the Gemara and Yuma, what is meant when the Torah says he changed his clothing. He took off his newer, finer, cleanest set of Big Day Kahuna that he only wore when he worked in the Mishkan of the Beis HaMikdash, and he put on another set of Big Day Kahuna, his sacred Kohen garments, to take the ashes out, and again, as we said, likely to they would become soiled and dirty at that point. Kedetana de Bei Rabbi Yishmael, as exactly what Rabbi Yishmael taught. Rabbi Shmuel's in the yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel, begodim shebisha behem kedera l'rabo. The clothing that one cooks the food with is not something one should wear when serving the food. So to hear the clothing that the kohen wears when he serves in the Beis HaMikdash is not the same clothing that he wears when he does other aspects of the service outside the Beis HaMikdash. Umeata, and from now that we understand this, hoil shehuchra chakosuv lomar, since the Torah felt compelled to say, Sheyu Big Day Kodesh, Velo Big Day Chol, that even when the Kohen took the ashes out to their storage area, he had to wear sacred garments, and he couldn't wear his weekday clothing, meaning he couldn't wear his regular clothing that he would wear when he was not working in the Beis HaMikdash. Afilu Lahotzi Hadesh and Hatsovor B'Tapuach, even to take out the ashes that had been piled up at the Tapuach. The Tapuach was the name of this big pile of ashes that developed over time on the Mizbeach. So even when the Kohen had to get involved with removing this tremendous pile of ashes from the Mizbeach, when certainly his garments are going to become soiled and dirty and covered by ashes, even then he had to wear Big Day Kodesh. He had to wear the sacred garments, the four special Big Day Kahuna, although, as we said, that's when he switched to his lesser pair, his older, possibly dirtier and stained clothing. Ain od makom. Once we know that, ain od makom lomar the kedushas kahuna shiny legavoha. Then we no longer say that there's such a fundamental difference between what we're learning about the kohen and what and his service and his operations and his procedures from our own lives. The hahachanami ba'in and Big Day Kodesh, because even when he took his the ashes outside, he still had to wear Big Day Kodesh. Va'afilu hachi gezeres akosavi sheyiyu pchusim meharishonim. And even though they were Big Day Kahuna, the Torah specifically said lavash bigadim acherim, put on other clothing, not the same Big Day Kahuna that you wear in the Beis HaMikdash. Put on your other set of Big Day Kahuna. The Torah is going out of its way to get involved in which specific set of clothing the Kohanim wear when they do different things. Umay the Tana Rabbi Yishmael, in this that Rabbi Yishmael is teaching, Derech Eretz Begodim Shebisho Behem, his whole idea about what we should do in our daily lives to show proper etiquette and change our clothing from cooking food to serving food, it's Derech Kedei Lefarish Tama Dekra. This is necessary to explain the reasoning behind why the Torah tells the Kohen to change his clothing. About Iker Kra, but the main words in the Pasuk themselves, the primary reason for that, it's Derich Legufe. They are needed, that's needed for itself. Lomar, to tell us, Sheyu Big Day Kodesh Dafka, that the Kohen must only wear Big Day Kahuna, even when he does the dirty work, quote unquote, the menial labor of removing the ashes from the Mishkan, from the side of the Mizbeach in the base of Mikdash or in the Mishkan, outside to the storage area. So the Torah is teaching us that, and Reb Yishmael is using that to learn a lesson for our own lives. Umeata in hachinami, and from now that we understand all that, we can concede she'im lo haya omer hakosav acherim. If the Torah had not gone out of its way to put in the word other, meaning other clothing, that the Kohen has to switch to other Kohen, his other clothing, which we know is his a lower level, older set of Big Day Kahuna, the Mashma Pechusim, what does other mean? It means lower level, lesser, of a lesser quality, or a lesser newness, or a lesser level of cleanliness. Lo Hayinu Omrim Kain Mikoach HaSfar V'Haderech Eretz. We never would have suggested this. If the Torah didn't teach us that, we wouldn't have suggested this on our own. Hoil shehikpid akosiv shiyu big day kodesh dafka. Since the Torah told us that he has to wear big day kahuna. So what the Zer Shimshon is saying is that if we try to apply our own logic here and our own svara here, which is what was suggested in the second paragraph, that people said, we don't need the Gemara to learn this out from a pasuk. Let's just use our own logic. The Zer Shimshon says, no, you need to see this is different than our own logic. Why? Because if we used our own logic, we would have said the Kohen who took the ashes from the Mizbeach while wearing his Big Day Kahuna could change into completely put on jeans and an old sweatshirt to move the ashes, put on his casual clothing that he wears when he's not in the Beis HaMikdash to carry out the ashes because he knows the clothing's going to get dirty. It's going to get soiled. That's what we would have thought had we used our own svara, the Zera Shimshon says. However, the Torah says, no, he still has to wear Big Day Kahuna for both parts of the job. So then our logic would have told us, okay, listen, if the Torah is makbid, that he has to wear his own begadim, the Big Day Kahuna, for both steps of the job, the service in the Beis HaMikdash to remove the ashes from the Mizbeach, and then taking those ashes and bringing them outside of the Beis HaMikdash to a remote location and dealing with going into an area of a tremendous storage of ashes or huge piles of ashes. If the Torah says he has to wear the same Big Day Kahuna, okay, then our logic would have said, let him wear the same clothing. Just keep, do your job, finish your job. Don't change clothing in the middle. No, the Torah comes along and says, again, your logic is wrong. We want him to wear Big Day Kahuna, but we want him to change. Lavash Bigadim Acherim, put on another set of Big Day Kahuna because he'll wear his older set as opposed to the same set that he wears in the Beis HaMikdash when he does service in the Beis HaMikdash. And that's where Yishmael comes along and he says, Tana Debi Yishmael, Torah teaching us, not logic, not our svara. This is different from the way we would have thought this book, the difference from the way we would have conceived or planned this whole thing, because the Torah is teaching us a very important lesson, and that is that even though you're wearing special clothing to two different jobs, if the two different jobs one of them has possibility, likelihood, almost the probability and almost definite level of becoming soiled or dirty, then yes, you should change your clothing for that, but you should still wear nice clothing for that as well, but just wear your nicer, cleaner, best clothing when you move to the stage of serving the food you've prepared or sitting at the Shabbos table or sitting at the Yontif table when you're eating and enjoying the meal that you've prepared for Shabbos and Yontif. So now that we've finished the piece, one thing we can certainly say is that this is another example, this piece of the section of in the Torah about the Big Day Kahuna and how the Kohen changes his clothing here. The Torah is showing such a hakpada, such a care about the step, the process he's taking, and vis-a-vis his clothing, his begadim, and also this whole section in the Zera Shimshon are examples of the care and the importance that the Torah and Halakha give to clothing. It's certainly something in modern times that we don't think about nearly as much, and we have a hard time often coming to grips with the fact that the Torah wants us to be so careful about the clothing that we wear, and when we wear it, and how we wear it, and what circumstance we wear it, and when we change our clothing from one type, one situation to another situation. So the Torah gets all of that you see here in this piece. And the Torah tells us, yes, always wear appropriate clothing for the job you're doing, but make sure that your clothing is also, in a sense, kadosh. The same way the Kohen always wear kadosh clothing, make sure your clothing and your garments are always kadosh. But yes, we understand that they change situationally and based on different circumstances. Yashar Koach for everyone for joining us for this session on Parsha